This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Theodore Matias Caritas. Date of birth is June 22, 1960. Case ID number is 3543762. Date of examination, September 22, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 11/11/21. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, Charcot foot on the left side with psoriatic arthritis and diabetic retinopathy. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in August of 2020, where he worked at Bed Bath & Beyond for 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, who is working, and he is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2000, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. The claimant states that he does have bilateral retinopathy, but especially of the left side where he has had laser performed to prevent any retinal bleed. The claimant denies any nephropathy, but does have diabetic neuropathy of his hands and feet, and he is not had any problems with his heart at this time. He checks his blood glucose 3 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 102 to 160. He states the lowest it's ever been is 40 and the highest it's ever been is in the 400s. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.1. At the present time, he is on metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Humalog, 60 units TID, and Trulicity, 1.5 milligrams. Q-week, as well as Lantus, 70 units, sub-Q, QD. His condition is being aggressively treated and appears to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, Charcot foot on the left side with psoriatic arthritis. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop psoriatic arthritis. The claimant had a problem of Charcot foot syndrome secondary to uncontrolled diabetes on his left ankle area, which was diagnosed on August the 25th, 2017. He has also had problems with his hands and also with the other foot as well. The claimant did present with a lower leg brace to support his left foot, which appears to have a fracture of his arch and in the left foot area by x-rays. No surgeries or injections have been given. The claimant also suffers from psoriatic arthralgias, And his symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning every day. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, sometimes making a sandwich, comma, and helping with the laundry. He states he does no other housework. He doesn't go to the grocery store or do any other exercise. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet slowly, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 8 steps with the rail, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a little bit, comma, and put his clothes on. He's also able to lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top at this time. His physician is Dr. Juan Palacios and Dr. Luis Oriste. He has no assistive devices except for his left leg support for his fractured foot. At the present time, he takes ibuprofen 800 milligrams QID, which does give him some relief. He has been diagnosed with non-plaque psoriatic arthritis. His other physician is Dr. Emilia Dugher, who is a rheumatologist. Allegation number 3, diabetic retinopathy. The claimant states that in 2000, he was having difficulty with seeing from both eyes, but especially from the left side. He does have a history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and lazy eye on the left side. The claimant does wear glasses. And he states that his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is poor. He's been diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy and states that although he has not had a retinal bleed, laser was performed for an impending left eye retinal bleed. Snellen vision at this time is OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. And binocular corrected is 20/40. The claimant was diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy of both eyes with retinal bleeds and history of a lazy eye on the left side with decreased vision, corrected with glasses. Family history, his father died in his 40s from complications of diabetes mellitus. His mother is 83 and has hypertension. She also has a brother and sister who have had myocardial infarctions and a sister who had a cerebral vascular accident at the age of 64. Medications. The claimant is presently on Crestor 40 milligrams POQD, Escitalopram 20 milligrams QD, folic acid 1 milligram QD, hydroxyzine hydrochloride 25 milligrams QID, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 6 tablets, Q-week, metoprolol succinic, 50 milligrams, QD, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, QD, Trulicity, PIN, 1.5 milligrams, Q-week, vitamin D, 50,000 units, Q-week, Humalog, 60 units, TID, Humira PIN, 40 milligrams, Q2 weeks, Lantus, 70 units, QD. Medical problems, Charcot arthropathy, class 3 severe obesity in adult, diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, long-term use of drugs, pain in both hands, psoriatic arthritis, testicular hypofunction, left Charcot foot, bilateral decreased vision secondary to diabetic retinopathy and retinal bleeds, major surgery, history of knee surgery, left retinal bleed with laser performed on September the 14th, 2022. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he uses marijuana, but the last time he used marijuana was in 1975. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Height, 5 feet, 7 and a fourth inches tall. Weight is 267 pounds. Blood pressure is 159 over 88 mmHg. Heart rate is 104 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 42, which is very obese. General. This is a 62-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normocephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal, and retinal bleeds are noted bilaterally. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. And extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also abnormal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. The claimant does appear to have Charcot's syndrome on both feet, but especially on the left side, where he has a flattened arch, and x-rays show that he does have fractures noted. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as some pitting edema was noted. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. The claimant did present with a brace around his left lower leg and foot. Skin, no lesions were appreciated over body. Neurologic. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluid and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflex of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and the biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and ontalgic, and the claimant did present with a left foot leg brace on his left lower extremity. The claimant did not come with any other assistive devices. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. The claimant had difficulty in performing a heel and shin exam secondary to his condition, but the lumbar sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no muscle spasms, but did have some tenderness of his left lower foot and ankle. There were some joint swelling around the ankle and erythema, but no other effusion was noted. The claimant does have a deformed left foot, which appears to be a Charcot deformity and fracture. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, but decreased sensory findings in the upper extremities and to a greater extent to the lower extremities, where the claimant has difficulty with Charcot syndrome of the feet. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was grossly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. However, the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes and was unable to perform this task. He is able to walk at a tandem rate, but with difficulty, and does have a slow and ontalgic gait. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He presented with no assistive device except for a left lower foot and leg brace to assist him with the Charcot syndrome. Neurologic exam. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. The claimant does have decreased pinch and grasp ability, as well as difficulty in opposing fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis were at +2, but patellar and Achilles reflexes was decreased at +1 bilaterally. Sensory examination was grossly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of his feet, secondary to Charcot syndrome, and of his hands. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 or 5 with decreased ability to pinch, oppose fingers, and to make a full grip fist. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows mild muscle wasting and some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses, but the claimant still has had some retinal bleeds, which has been treated with laser. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to left-sided Charcot syndrome and psoriatic arthritis, as well as history of diabetic retinopathy. Probable diagnoses. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Confirm with physical examination and medical records. Number two, Charcot foot of the left side with psoriatic arthritis. Confirm with medical records and physical examination. The claimant does appear to have a fractured arch and foot on the left side. Number three, diabetic retinopathy. Dash, confirm with physical examination and medical records. The claimant has had a laser performed on his left eye to prevent a retinal bleed. However, on physical examination, the claimant appears to have retinal bleeds in both eyes. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Theodore Matthias Caritis.